May we celebrate one of the highest ranking saints in the church, one of the most respected and well he should be, Saint Joseph, spouse of the Virgin Mary, guardian, as it were, putative father of our Lord. And we see here in our liturgy today presents us with the faith we must have. God is spelling out the way for us to go. And that's what we see particularly in the first reading. Actually, in the first reading, Nathan goes to the prophet, goes to David to tell him. He gives him the word from God that he would raise up a son after him of his own inheritance. David is to simply accept it all by faith and do exactly what he's told. So we're going to see something else here also, and we see it very much in the gospel. All of it is summed up in the gospel passage we just heard. In fact, let us look at that for a little bit, because it's all presented, first of all, when the evangelist presents Joseph as here, it's translated righteous man. In most other translations, it will say just and upright. Saint Joseph was a man of faith and was just always willing to follow the will of God. And now he comes to a point where he has to determine just what that is, because what has taken place in the womb of our Blessed Lady has not yet been revealed to him. But yet, now he discovers, before he has taken her into his home, understanding in Hebrew usage, the betrothal, which we kind of understand as engagement, was in fact a legal marriage already. But the groom would leave the bride with the family, with her family, and wait one more year before taking her into his house. Now that year had come. It was also about 3 months after the Annunciation. Recall, Our Lady went in haste, says St. Luke, to Ain Karim to be with her cousin Elizabeth, who was now to give birth, and remained there 3 months until the birth of St. John the Baptist. So now St. Joseph has no idea what has happened. It has not been revealed to him at all. Now it comes to the point where he's to take her into his home, and she is with child, and he does not know who that child is, where that he knows it's not his own. You see, so he does not question her integrity, her purity at all. But how is he going to treat her before the law, which would stone Mary as an adulteress? And that's why he decides to divorce her quietly. He is trying to protect her. And now the angel who revealed it all, who had come to Our Lady, now reveals everything to Saint Joseph. And it takes great faith to understand what the angel is telling him and to act on it. Imagine being told the child that you are about now to, that Our Lady is about to give birth to, is from the Holy Spirit. He's the Son of God. There is no human invention, no human intervention involved with the pregnancy of Our Lady. Her virginity is still intact. This is what basically is being revealed to Saint Joseph. And he is told, don't be afraid to take her as your wife into your home. Don't be afraid to take her. And then he is told he is to name the child Jesus. Christ, because legally he would become the father of our Lord. He is the one responsible, the guardian of our Lord. Perhaps the second highest mission given to anyone. The highest, of course, is our Blessed Lady, who is his mother, the mother of our Lord. And now Saint Joseph is given the mission to be his legal guardian. And note Joseph's response. He accepts everything unquestioningly on faith and obeys immediately. There, is our response to our faith. First, we have to have that faith. We have to believe that God, what God is telling us, revealing us here in scriptures, what he is revealing to us, we must believe. And we must act and not be afraid. No matter how hard it may seem to be, we must act, we must obey. And we need not be afraid. So long as we act according to the will of God, in good faith, so long as we, in imitation of Saint Joseph, are just and upright, God will protect us. We may have much to suffer, there may be many trials, but God will carry us through. And in the end, we will have the final victory. We will achieve paradise. We too will hear the words Saint Joseph would have heard at the time of his death. Welcome into the joy of the kingdom of heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.